Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
My family is back making dinner right now, and I'll want to go back and eat that after this. Yeah, I'll be hungry. Yeah.
That's one step up from your Thai food rapidly cooling on your front porch while we are recording drags on and on and on.
First, I'm picturing just like raccoons just being like, oh, guys, you won't believe it.
Looks like Pat Q Mao's back on the menu, boys.
Ah. What about the spring rolls? He doesn't need those.
Like an orc has ever seen a menu.
Yeah, those raccoons have never seen a menu. That's one of my favorite ongoing bits.
It's always good.
What do they mean by market price for swordfish?
We'll have some waters for the table.
Can we make substitutions on the prefix menu? Yeah.
Minestrone. Okay.
Out of paper, out of stock. There's friendly faces around the block. Break loose from the chains that are causing you pain. Call Michael and Stanley, Jim Dwight Creed. Call Andy and Kelly for your business paper needs. Or Dunder Mifflin, the people versus paper people. Dunder Mifflin, the people versus paper people. Dunder Mifflin, the people versus paper people.
Hello and welcome to the Michael Scott Podcast Company, a show for fans of The Office by fans of The Office. I'm your host and I'm on step 8 of Alcoholics Anonymous and step 9 of Narcotics Anonymous, Sean Roney.
And I'm Edwin James, and in sumo culture, I'd be considered a promising up-and-comer.
And with us, as always, our producer in the warehouse, Mr. Alex Ward.
You looking for someone to bang your wife?
What's wrong, Albert? Oh my God!
I'll say this: I'm still out in the desert here in Southern California, so I can't do my drops. I don't have my health set up, which is a real shame because we're doing Todd Packer, and I don't have drops. Because boy, oh boy, they're a dime a dozen. Almost everything he says is a drop. So I'll just have
we'll
to
definitely
do it
yeah we'll definitely. Have to do our own Todd Packer.
You'll just have to say quotes out loud when they come into your head, which is something that we don't have very often on this show.
Yes.
So it'll be a new experience for our listeners. Yeah. But Alex, will you paint the picture for us? Tell us about where you're at for this recording.
Sure. I'm staying down in Borrego Springs. My parents, I probably went over this last episode, but my parents have been running a house down here for like December and January, just because they're old and kind of done with Portland winters, and so I'm down here visiting for a couple weeks with my wife, and
nice.
The internet is terrible at the place we are. Like, we recorded last week, and it's very hard to do a conversational podcast when you have like a 7-second delay from one of the people. So I am borrowing, I took my parents' van and I drove to the Borrego Springs. I'm parked outside the library. It's pitch black out. And I'm siphoning off library internet, which is better than our rental house internet. Now, the other thing is today happens to be the only day we've been here where it's like a storm warning. So there's been like 50 to 60 mile an hour winds.
Whoa.
All day. And the van is shaking a little bit constantly from all the wind right now. I'm getting pelted by rain, and it's getting colder every second that goes by because the car is not on right now. So I'm in the back of a van, pitch black at night by a public library in the middle of nowhere.
On vacation.
On vacay. But it's good we're doing Todd Packer because I'm quite literally on the road right now.
Ah.
Checked out the traveling. Work bus.
That's right.
Yeah, well, that's right. This week, we'll cover our main topic for this week is going to be Todd Packer. And then once we're done talking about that, we'll go to the conference room and we're going to catch up on some emails. And then we'll head and then we'll do some trivia provided by a listener, of course. A little bite-sized trivia, I guess. But yeah, today is Todd Packer, aka the Pac-Man. Packer, Packster, Wacky Pack. I'm sure there's several more.
In the farm, Clark says, "Who's that?" And Pam just says, "Bad."
Nice.
So we can add that to the list of aliases.
Just bad. Mm-hmm. Todd Packer is played by David Koechner, who was on SNL for a year back in 1995. Alongside Adam McKay and Nancy Carell, or Nancy Walls at the time. So, you know, it all comes back around. Of course, he went on to do Anchorman, which is an Adam McKay movie. And then he went on to do...
with Steve Carell as well.
With Steve Carell, of course, yeah. Mm-hmm. Todd Packer, traveling salesman at Dunder Mifflin, father, William Hung fan. You know?
No, he doesn't know who that is. Who is that?
Why does everybody always ask me that?
Alligator nerd?
That's right.
Every genus, every subspecies?
Yeah.
That's right. I like that little detail. He is, he's been at Dunder Mifflin for a while. He's one of Michael's best friends and kind of a bully around the office.
He calls himself an institution when he's being fired in Florida. But yeah, to continue our long list.
Can't put me down. I'm strong.
To continue our ongoing list of character profiles, we're adding Todd Packer, a character who kind of weaves in and out of the show at different times. You can go multiple seasons without having him appear. He can appear just at any random moment kind of in the show, which is kind of fun. He is he's a terrible and toxic character. So it's good that we only get him in those small doses. But it definitely rounds out the ensemble of the show to have a character like Packer who can come in at random episodes, random parties, and change the dynamic.
He really does make like Ryan seemed like a harmless gentleman. Like he's by far the most toxic character on the show. It's not even close. And it's palatable. Like whenever he comes in, we've talked about how funny collective groans are on the show. And it feels like whenever Packer comes around, everyone's feeling that in the office of just like, oh my God, this guy. And he's always coming up behind people. He's touching people. Even talking about him on this episode is going to be a landmine of problematic language. I wish I could just play the drops, but here we go. Before we continue, I just want to say, Packer was the last in our round of voting in our Scott's Tots for what character we talk about next. So I think, we talked about Toby, we did Nelly, we've done Packer, and we did... I'm forgetting the other person they voted on. But we've opened up a whole new round of voting among our Scott's Tots, one of the many benefits of being a tot.
On Patreon.
What character we do next. So, quick quiz, guys. Here is the four people that I gave them for next choices. Karen Filippelli, mm-hmm. Bob Vance Refrigeration, mm-hmm. Joe Bennett, and David Wallace. Now, hearing those names, who do you think is in the lead right now? Who's the top vote getter out of those four?
Bob Vance.
That's what I bet it's Bob Vance.
All three of us. I think we all thought it was Bob Vance, and it's David Wallace by a country mile.
Wow. That would have been my other guess. I mean, I think David Wallace is one of the more interesting figures on the show.
Yeah.
I'm actually
surprised that we haven't done David Wallace yet.
Mm-hmm. I know. A lot of comments, too, on our tots on the voting. Phyllis Vance for David Wallace. One Matt just said, and Gromit. Jamie said David Walrus every time. Jenny says David Wallace. All the other choices can suck it. TM.
All right.
David Wallace, your wife is a very lucky woman.
All right.
And the first comment was just, what say we do?
Love it, man. That's great.
I really like that. Oh, that's man. Okay, fantastic. Well, now everyone's got me excited then.
Just a plug for our Patreon.
There you go. Well, that's going to be coming down the pipe then.
To Pac-Man.
Yeah,
back to Todd Packer. He kind of weaves in and out of the show. He'll go away and then all of a sudden be back and have a whole episode named after him. I do think that Todd Packer is in a very important part of the show.
Really?
You know, I think he is like Michael's only other friend besides Dwight. And I think he's an interesting character too. I feel like you never see him we don't know much about his life. We don't really get to see, you know, how he I would imagine that Todd Packer's not really popular with anyone. I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you think he has friends?
I think he has friends in the way that Michael thinks Packer is his friend.
I think
he maybe has one or two guys like him that never stopped getting drunk, never stopped partying, never stopped all those things from like high school. But the way he treats Michael, like he's not a real friend to Michael at all. I think there's plenty of evidence for that. And I think anyone who treats everyone else in their lives that way is not a contented or a person with any real community around them. I don't think would treat people that way. So, I think he's a lonely person on the road.
Yeah, it's hard to make guesses about what that life is like as a traveling salesman for someone who dips in and out so irregularly and also gives us no real insight into what their home life is like besides the fact that he has a daughter who he is not kind to, you know?
Yeah.
I would agree with you that he is an important character. I mean, I think we've touched on it at different points, but like he provides an insight into what the office was like before the documentary crew got there, what it was like when he and Michael were working together under Ed Truck. I think he provides, like he brings out the worst in Michael. And Alex, this is a theory of yours that, you know, the more Michael distances himself from Todd Packer and their friendship, the more Michael kind of tends to improve as a person. So you get a little bit of that. You get someone who is worse than Michael in the office environment and brings out the worst in Michael. And I think also to what extent, Alex, does he remind you of Chris Finch from the BBC Office?
I'm glad you brought that up. Because he is very directly based on Chris Finch.
And Jay.
Given his... Yeah, Vinci, who's also a terrible, terrible man. They're very similar physically. They're both like kind of they're tall. When they literally look down on people, generally every interaction has this weird underlying "I'm better than you" thing going on, and I get that vibe from Todd Packer. He feels like constantly threatened, and therefore constantly needing to kind of assert his weird male, whatever sense he has of like being a tall, dumb dude.
Loud alpha. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so I think they based it, at least physically, is very similar and certainly in their temperament. I think Chris Finch seems like a, I don't know, slightly more intelligent person, maybe. But maybe that's just because of the accent.
Yeah, it's just interesting that we have sort of a holdover from the BBC Office that kind of runs through the whole show. I mean, obviously, there are a lot of characters inspired by the BBC Office, a lot of them very directly, but somebody who's more on the fringes, like that, in that sort of role.
Yeah, and I think you're right that their role is simply to be someone who comes in and is worse than the main character of this show, which is the manager, both David Brent and Michael Scott.
I mean,
No, that's it. I mean, it is like they're just this wedge that comes into them, and they just provide opportunities for the main character to be a better person, and it's not until late in the show that those opportunities actually are taken.
I mean, you think of the way that Todd sets an example of antagonizing everyone in the bullpen, like during the sexual harassment episode, or even in the carpet when Michael is sitting out there and he's like, "Oh, you know who used to sit in that desk? Todd Packer." And then there's like voiceover him telling stories about Packer while Michael's walking around and, you know, he hits Creed, "Jolly horse." And like, it just kind of brings out the worst in him. How many times is Todd Packer literally the voice in Michael's head on the phone telling him he needs to do this. He needs to get out and join the party. He's telling him, Ben Franklin, like, and what kind of stripper did you get? Like, he's planting these seeds in Michael's mind. And it's crazy the influence that he has on it, even from so far away.
It's almost like they tap into, like, he taps into this sense of, I don't know, almost like adolescent brotherhood that Michael is constantly sort of searching for, but it's a very immature, low shelf version of that, that it seems like Packer has never grown out of. And Michael kind of can't resist that because it's still something to be a part of. It's still like someone who's going to call Michael up on a Friday night to go out, even though they're, you know, he's going to go, you know, bang both the twins. It was awesome. And, you know, or run away and let Michael get beat up. Like, yeah. He has all these stories. Such terrible stuff, man. Mm-hmm. It's really bad. And, you know, sends a bag of shit to Michael's office. Like, ha, ha, ha. Good, great joke, man.
Yeah, yeah. Packer's also one of the only people who kind of goes along with Michael's bits in the office. Like, they'll kind of improv together in a way that Dwight tries to and Michael shuts him down. He and Packer will go off together. So another sort of piece of it. But yeah, they definitely bring out that it's very juvenile the way they interact.
Yeah, and you mentioned the voice in the head, and the main moment for me is when Michael's in sexual harassment. You know, when Michael's like, consider this my retirement from comedy, and he gives the speech and he looks at Packer in that big pregnant pause, and Packer gives him a little nod, and Michael makes that last joke, and you get the sense, oh, Michael is the cushion that Packer likes to go out and have and say, hey, Michael, go do this, or hey, Michael, go try this. So like, Packer doesn't, he can let, he's totally willing to let Michael take the fall for anything that he does.
I bet too that it's like just the way that you see Michael interact with Ryan in the pilot is probably what Packer did for Michael, you know what I mean, on his first day of work. I'm sure Michael loved it and just was in awe of Todd Packer ever since. I definitely agree with the I believe that Todd Packer is the voice in Michael's head early in the show, and every time he does something inappropriate or mean, because it doesn't, you know, as the show goes on, Michael Scott is not really very mean and is really kind-hearted, deep down. So I think that, you know, it's not about the fact that, like, Pam and them, like, taught him to be a better person. It's that he met Todd Packer and completely changed his perception of, I mean, you know, he just wants to have friends, and he thought that this is how you get them.
It's
a lot of people will say there's like an angel and a devil on your shoulder, and Michael has only had a devil on his shoulder, which is Packer. And it's not really till he meets Holly that he actually has an angel on his other shoulder telling him what right to do. And that's what makes the Todd Packer episode so amazing, is he gets both of those things kind of fighting and speaking into his ears on either side.
And you get Todd Packer directly lying to Michael in them.
Yes.
She was laughing hysterically the whole time. Yeah, that's funny. I hadn't thought about it in that sort of imagery. But yeah, I think too, you know, we'll for sure go back to that Todd Packer, the eponymous episode. But you mentioned Ryan, Sean. And I think it's Ryan and Todd Packer are such interesting sort of comparisons, which is that you see Michael latching onto them in a sort of desire for friends. And he does so in the same sort of way, but they're different people. Packer is, I think, older or at least of a similar age. And he looks up to him because Michael thinks Todd is cool, and he latches onto him, and he's going to do whatever he tells him. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with Ryan. He sees Ryan as this, he's everything I am and everything I'm not. Who is this person, Ryan, that you describe as just as hot as Jan, but in a different way? And like, as the sort of business prodigy. And again, he's attached himself to Ryan.
Cut to Toby laughing.
And yeah, and even in the Woof episode, he'll just kind of go along with whatever Ryan suggests. So, and Pam has to kind of shake him of that illusion. So I think, and maybe Holly does the same thing in that Todd Packer episode. Honey, he's a jerk.
Yeah.
So there's an element of that he has to be separated from Todd.
I don't know why it just popped into my head too. I mean, maybe it, but you know, you guys watch Dave?
Yeah.
On Hulu, there's an episode all about Dave and like how he, like, as a kid.
I thought of this too. That's so funny.
Yeah,
go into it.
So he like just wanted to. When he was a kid, he would like do things like pee his pants on command to like make this group of friends laugh. And like that's just basically the whole, like, his role in this group of friends. And then he gets together with them later in life and realizes that they're a bunch of jerks and that they never really were his real friends at all. It's kind of, I mean, it's a pretty good episode. If you haven't seen it, I guess I'd recommend it. But yeah, it does make you think of Michael and Todd's relationship.
Yeah, there's an element of Michael always. Not that Packer ever sort of withholds it, but Michael is always trying to win Packer's approval, you know? And the only time whatever it seems to get that way is when he wants him to come out at the party. Come meet me! You know?
Right.
Yeah. And say, during the St. Patrick's Day episode, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I
mean, St. Patrick's Day, speaking of, I mean, I don't know, what percentage of Packer's scenes would you say he's drunk in? 25% of the time we see him.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. Speaking of drug scenes with Packer, you should all go back and watch this, but in Threat Level Midnight, he has a very small role where he's in the bar and he's the drunk patron at the bar. Mm-hmm. And if you watch the scene where they all get up and start dancing the scarf, but you just focus on Packer, it's so funny to watch him like move around. And there's even a continuity error where he gets up and he's kind of staggering around. And then, like, it cuts back to him sitting in the stool. He says, "What do you say? If doing this card is gay, then I'm the biggest queer on earth."
Yeah,
which is the line that gets Jim to start laughing at how terrible it all is. But yeah, just go back and just watch Packer in that scene.
It is funny too, thinking that it's like, I would believe that Todd was just getting drunk during Michael's shoot and was probably drunk for that scene.
He says during the St. Patrick's Day episode, I've been here since 3. I already boot and rallied twice.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a DUI problem. Yeah. That's why he needs Ryan to drive him around town. I mean, he's got, you know, and then of course later he says that he's on step 8 of Alcoholics Anonymous and step 9 of Narcotics Anonymous. So,
he's lacing the cupcakes with drugs.
Yeah. definitely not.
Which,
like, he's consistent up to the very end. You know, I'm glad they didn't try to redeem him.
They made him like an outrageous villain in the end.
He follows up with, he says that early on in the farm, it's that episode, and then he says, "I am going through a 12-step program." This is after he's on his way out. He says, "I'm currently on step 0, which is to have a shit ton of fun." "I spent 6 hours carefully removing the frosting and then layering in a variety of drugs, some legal, some not, some laxative, some constipating. You don't fire the Pac-Man and expect to get away with it."
He buys his own stock, no doubt.
There's something that I thought of kind of in this conversation, but like, how many times in the office does Packer arrive and then he's a problem that has to be... they have to figure out how to get rid of him in some sort of way. It happens all the time. It happens in Tallahassee. Happens in the Todd Packer episode. Kind of happens in the farm when they're trying to get him to go. Like, it's so funny that he's got 9 lives, and then they cut it off.
Even if the first time we meet Packer over the phone, and it's not even David Koechner, but we meet Packer, you know, and he's over the phone with Jam, and immediately causes a problem
in the pilot,
for Michael.
Yeah.
Just on the speakerphone, in the pilot. I mean, that's how we meet him. So he comes in hot, he leaves hot, and he never cools down for 9 seasons. Too strong. you mentioned really quick, we had a listener write in, gosh, way earlier this year, and Raina had equated every character on The Office with a holiday.
Oh.
And gave Packer a very good thing, which is a pledge hazing week for fraternities. And I think that is on the money, because like, that's exactly, I think, like, he passes down that like abuse that happens during hazing week, like, clearly. And Michael kind of feel like Michael kind of likes that in a way, or he feels like, oh, I was treated bad by Packer, so when I'm around him, I'll treat other people bad, because it's just sort of, you get initiated by the guy, and he is a walking, breathing bad fraternity. That is exactly who Packer is.
Guy had no sense of humor about it. It's probably why we didn't hire him. How, man, it is funny that like he's just an instant villain whenever he appears. But and even in even being as terrible as he is, he does deliver like a ton of funny lines. You know,
oh
like,
yeah,
a lot of really funny, memorable moments, I guess.
Oh yeah. I mean, speaking of moments, are we at the stage
where we just recount moments?
Yeah,
I think so. Unless you have any sort of major, any other major points to make, I think we've kind of talked about his stretch quite a bit.
I think it's worth talking about how great David Koechner is in this role, because he's like, when you really hate a character or like that actor's doing a great job, you know. Shout out to Joffrey in Game of Thrones. Packer is that in the show. He's just David Koechner is fantastic, and you know, I see David Koechner. I see him. He plays variations of the same role sometimes, but they really let him go find the bottom of the barrel for Packer here, and he does a really, really good job.
His dramatic act outs when he's in the room, like he's in the room. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When he's in the bullpen, like his physicality is so prevalent, and he like. Here's Halpert, tall. What is he? Tall, queer, handsome as ever. And then, like, he does this thing with his hands. You know, look, it's me, Jim. And then the way he walks up to Karen. Well, who's this? You know, like just the way that he moves around in the scenes is really, really good. Like he's really good.
He's
so his presence, yeah.
He does. He fills the room with his energy right away. And like the way he sits on desks and talks to people, kind of crotch out and kind of chest out, and like the way he's just so cocksure and gross, and like he really does.
The way
he
sits on that countertop with his leg up in costume contest, I don't think you get it. Yeah. Just the worst worst possible person to be eavesdropping on this conversation between him and Danny about why Danny didn't want to go on another date with Pam.
Oh my god, yeah.
Hey, Albert, looking for someone to bang your wife. Just like from the peanut gallery. Nope. Yeah. God.
I don't think you get
also,
it. God, that's such a good
line. Ben Franklin, when Michael pulls him into his office and they're talking about the bachelor party, like Todd is like so frustrated that he picks up a pencil and breaks it, you know, the way that he's using his hands to kind of express this weird pent up energy that he has. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really, really good. It's very,
you got a stripper. he's like his fingers are like, flailing.
I know it's gross. Yeah.
I know.
He's so gross. He's so gross, man. I'm glad that they finally give him the space to like, we get to see his full like way he hits on women with Nelly, that entire arc at the bar, trying to sleep with her. And then, I mean, there is a little bit of relief just seeing him puke all over Gabe's corduroys, which they don't make in Boot Cut anymore.
Speaking of...
he kind of gets a bit of a comeuppance for his character. That's about as close as we get.
Speaking of physicality and like, you know, the way they carry themselves, him and Dwight sort of pitted head-to-head against each other is pretty good. Because they're like, I feel like they're of similar... heights, like we've talked about how Jim and Dwight being similar stature makes it seem more even, and same with Packer and Dwight. When like Packer tries to poke Dwight's wound too fast, like he like deflects it, you know? yeah. There's a lot of that too. Another thing I would say in terms of for Dave Koechner, his bloopers are so funny, like. Yeah, like a lot of the ones from the Tallahassee arc, and then I'm trying to remember what he says. There's one blooper where he says, "Either this chick is a dude, or Halpert's got scared." Lines. And he has to start the scene over again. But
fantastic stuff.
I mean, now we're at this moment.
Yeah, Todd Packer's got one of my favorite lines in the entire show. Where's Michael Snot? Sniffing some dude's thong? Probably.
We do say that to each other. Like when we're around each other, just casually. I don't know. Yeah, that one does stick in there.
Probably.
Probably. It's just that probably. That'd be such a... that's a perfect drop. Just probably.
I've always loved the one in it's in Test the Store, when Dwight is giving everyone's roles, and he says, "Packer, you will be the sexual predator who has come to prey on the trendy teenage girls who are obsessed with the pyramid." Packer says, "I don't see what that gets us, but I'm a team player." And then Packer says, "Shroot's out to get me, but I'm playing the long game. As soon as he messes up, I swoop in like a sexual predator."
It's terrible.
It's so bad.
Oh man, what else?
I mean, just Packer at the Christmas party, Packer at the St. Patrick's Day party. The fact that he's just there in the scene.
That he's dressed as a pregnant nun.
How many times does he surprise Michael and Michael's, "Oh, Pac-Man!
Pac-Man!" Oh, True joy in his eyes. Yeah.
"Pac-Man, I thought you were a girl."
Yeah.
I saw you on TV. Yeah, yeah.
"And I want to pinch your tiny wiener." Michael. Michael's genuinely excited by that. Yeah.
How about when his reaction, Michael sends the email or the picture of Jan on vacation to packaging at Dunder Mifflin, and Packer's like, "I still don't see it. Wait, someone else sent it to me. Well, this is hot.
How do I get you out of this picture?
How do I get you out of this picture?" They wouldn't give you a subscription to Maxim. Yeah.
He's gross.
Yeah, it's he's just like this like explosive. Oh yeah, go ahead.
If you look up Todd Packer on Dunderpedia, his main character picture is the one Michael takes during Christmas party when Packer's just drunk and kind of sweaty.
He's got the mistletoe hanging. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got the grossest Christmas tie of like a little Santa stripper. It's just great. It's worth looking. That's the perfect picture to put as his character profile.
Oh, we've talked about this before, but there's a deleted scene where Michael in the basketball episode where Michael talks about how he defended Dwight in front of Todd Packer for their basketball game. Can we see that game between Michael and Todd Packer and Dwight, like on the same team?
Yeah. I want that footage.
They would be trash talking each other on the same team. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'd rather see that than the 92 Dream Dream scrimmage.
Yeah, I'll take that over the teapot letter, over the, you know, like over any of these office, yeah, maybes or whatever. Let me
the running list.
Let me see that game. Show me that farm. Yeah.
Show me, yeah. Pac-Man.
The one and only.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace. There's no way he's still alive.
And I, after you know what? And they give him a grand exit. They give him the grand sitting on the back of the Corvette with the William Hung license plate. You don't fire the Pac-Man and get away with it. And we never hear from him again.
Yep.
Rides off into the sunset. Mm-hmm. Laced cupcakes. What a finish. Well, should we take a little break?
That we shall. What say we do?
Listeners, from celebratory libations to all the sugar retreats, our mouths put up with a lot this time of year. Treat yours to Quip's line of sleek, sustainable oral care products when you bundle and save up to 40% online through the holidays. Plus, by encouraging good habits, Quip products really are the gifts that keeps on giving. The Quip electric toothbrush is loved by over 7 million mouths and has timed sonic vibrations with a 30-second pulse to guide a dentist-recommended 2-minute clean. They're lightweight, they got a sleek design for adults and kids with no wires, no bulky charger to weigh you down, a multi-use travel cover that doubles as a mirror mount for less clutter, reusable handles in a range of sleek metal hues, including best-selling all black and all pink, as well as bright plastic covers, sure to make a pop on your bathroom counter. And if you're already keeping your mouth in tip-top shape, why not earn some rewards while you're at it? Upgrade your Quip to a new smart motor to track and improve your brushing with the free Quip app. Earn amazing rewards like free refills, products, Target gift cards, and more. And beyond the brush, Quip has a whole line of stocking stuffers for everyone on your list. A refillable mouthwash that's a 4-time concentrate, plus good for you and the planet. In addition to brush heads, Quip also delivers fresh floss, toothpaste, mouthwash, and gum refills every 3 months from $5. Shipping is free, so you can save money and skip the hustle and bustle of shopping in-store during the holidays and into the new year. Oh, even more good news. Quip is running their best deals of the year, which means you won't be paying through the teeth when you gift better oral health this year. If you go to quip.com/Scott right now, on top of their holiday savings, you'll get your first refill free. That's your first refill free and up to 40% off bundles at getquip.com/Scott, spelled GETQUIP.com/Scott. Quip, the good habits company. Look, the holiday season is here. And with it comes the yearly questions of, oh, what do I wear to non-ugly sweater parties? And how do I maximize my time savoring holiday moments and minimize my time shopping for gifts? Well, fear not, listeners. Fear not, weary holiday wanderers, because Mack Weldon has got all the answers. Whether it's an office party, a party with family and friends, or just a holiday party of you, your couch, and a game on TV, maybe a few episodes of The Office, Mack Weldon has all the essentials to keep you stylish and comfortable throughout the seasons. And their innovative daily wear system has taken the hard work out of outfit planning, with pieces designed to work together for any occasion, saving you time and sparing you any extra holiday stress. Now, we're talking top-notch tops, best-selling bottoms, and underwear and accessories that will please even the scroogiest guys on your list. With Mack Weldon, your holiday heavy lifting will be complete within minutes. Whether you're hitting the golf course, headed out to brunch, or just curled up next to the fire watching The Office, you're going to look fine in Mack Weldon's Ace sweatshirt and sweatpants. And the warm knit collection is your perfect clothing for your holiday routine gifts. With limited edition color drops and a bevy of new releases, their holiday gift sets are the perfect present for any guy on your list. This holiday season, every guy deserves to wear unforgettable clothes that he loves for the moments with loved ones that he'll never forget. That's why Mack Weldon is always on my holiday list for giving and getting. So for 20% off your first order, 20%, visit MackWeldon.com/Scott and enter promo code Scott. That's MackWeldon.com/Scott. Promo code Scott for 20% off Mack Weldon. Get it right this holiday season.
This episode is brought to you by ExpressVPN. I think all of us have had times where you search for something online you wouldn't want others to know about. I can give you an example. One time my sister borrowed my phone for something and the last thing I had Google searched was cool bed frame. She made fun of me for it then and she makes fun of me for it to this day. I know what most of you are probably thinking. Why didn't you just use incognito mode? Let me tell you something. Incognito mode does not hide your activity. Doesn't matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browsing history, your internet service provider can still see every single website you've ever visited. That's why, even when I'm at home, I can never go online without using ExpressVPN. It doesn't matter who your internet service provider is. ISPs in the US can legally sell your information to ad companies. ExpressVPN is an app that reroutes your internet connection through their secure servers so your ISP can't see the sites you visit. ExpressVPN also keeps all of your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. Most of the time, I don't even realize I have ExpressVPN on. It runs seamlessly in the background, and it's really easy to use. All you have to do is tap a button, and you're protected. ExpressVPN is available on all your devices, phones, computers, even your smart TV. So there's no excuse for you to not be using it. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by Business Insider. Visit our exclusive link, expressvpn.com/Scott, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Scott, expressvpn.com/Scott to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Best Fiends. I love a good phone game, I love a good puzzle game, and Best Fiends is the best of both. It's a match three style puzzle and adventure game all rolled into one. And with more levels being added all the time, there's always a unique challenge when you open up the game. Best Fiends has it all. Has a fun storyline, collectible and upgradable fiends, and a ton of fun puzzles. I actually kind of can't put it down. It might be the best puzzle game that's out there. There is an offline mode, so you can play Best Fiends wherever and whenever you want. So even if your holiday travels take you off the beaten path or there is no Wi-Fi, you can still keep up with Best Fiends. I don't want to brag, but I'm already at a pretty high level. I would tell you, but I don't want to demoralize you. I want you to play this game. But know that Best Fiends has thousands of levels, with more being added all the time. Every level is a little different. There's a different challenge, and you really have to customize your strategy to get through every level. So it really, really keeps you on your toes. There's always a fresh challenge waiting. When you open up the game, you check out that new level, and you see what's in store. So download Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's Friends Without the R, Best Fiends. And you know what Michael Scott would say if he was playing Best Fiends? I'm a Best Fiends fiend. This episode is brought to you by Talkspace. There can be a number of reasons that keep people from seeking help with their mental health. That can be the fear of opening up to a stranger or the idea that friends and family might judge you or treat you differently. But in reality, meeting with a therapist to work on your mental health is just as helpful as hiring a personal trainer to work on your physical health, and the positive impact can be just as life-changing. Talkspace makes it possible to speak with a licensed therapist right from your phone, tablet, or computer. And unlike traditional therapy, you can message your therapist anytime via text, video, or voice. It's 100% secure and stigma-free, the way therapy should be. I've been very vocal with every ad that we've done for Talkspace that I'm a big proponent of therapy. I've been in therapy myself, and I think basically anyone can benefit from it. I highly, highly recommend that you try it or at least consider it. Meeting with a therapist should be as ordinary and judgment-free as going to the dentist or anything else that you would use for your self-care. It's important to take time to take care of yourself, especially these last couple of years have been really difficult. And it's just important to take a moment, take a beat, reflect on your life. And therapy gives you the space and the opportunity to do it. I love that Talkspace makes it easy to connect with a therapist privately, lets you message whenever you need to. It has all the benefits of therapy without the hassle of setting appointments and having to wait for that week between conversations. If you've ever wondered about therapy, you need to check out Talkspace. At Talkspace, your privacy and security are their number one priority. The app puts you in a private room, which is you and your therapist. You can send messages 24/7, get replies throughout the day. You don't need to wait for your weekly appointment. And it's really important that they are mindful of your security and your privacy. Their encryption and added security features keep your conversation fully protected. Whether you struggle with anxiety, depression, self-doubt, or anything else, Talkspace gives you access to the help you need to move forward. Facing those obstacles isn't easy. You don't win a prize for doing it alone. Having therapy is another way to have someone else in your corner and a way to help yourself out. So join Talkspace today and start moving forward with a single message. Just visit Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month when you use promo code Scott at sign up. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com, promo code Scott. Thank you, doctor. Take two of these and call me in the morning.
Okay, everybody, listen up. If you are not in that conference room in 2 minutes, I am going to kill you.
All right, y'all. Time for the conference room. We're going to catch up on just a few emails we've gotten here over the last month or so. And let's start. We actually put out a call for, like, hey, what would your merch ideas be just for this podcast? A lot of people, few people sent in Fun One, Season 4, Episode 1, saying literally on anything, I would buy that.
Okay.
Moving on, season 9, episode 16.
Yeah, those have been great, great suggestions coming in. So please send us that. I also wanted to shout out everyone who, especially on Twitter, who's been sending us their Spotify Wrapped podcast pages. We've gotten a ton. You guys are amazing.
Yeah, that is wild.
Some of the numbers I'm seeing are impressive. Impressive numbers. Love to see it. Keep that coming on Twitter. Actually, I meant to share one. Let me bring it up. One moment.
People have sent them to us on a few different platforms, but like it's amazing to see. Like, thank you so much. It's especially when I think about my own Spotify Wrapped and what I have in the top slots and stuff. To think that we could be there is really, really amazing. So thank you.
Okay, let me just. I want to see if anyone is going to beat these numbers. Well, first of all, his name on Twitter is Fred Pantpleat, which is an incredible name. Sean, there's an NBA player named Fred Van Vliet.
Oh, and, gotcha, gotcha.
This is just fantastic.
Have I ever told you that when he retires, he needs to open up an auto store and call it Fred's Van Vliet? Otherwise, what was all of this for? Yeah.
Nothing at all.
That's a Rip Citizens joke.
Well, so he sent a screenshot from his end of year Wrapped. He says he listened to 139 episodes, but what it doesn't show you is how many times each he listened to every single episode, which combined for a total of 15,847 minutes.
Wow.
Holy.
And I want to see if anyone can beat those numbers. Anyone can beat that minute count. Hit us up.
I'm pretty sure on Instagram we have somebody who hit 26.
Really? Oh, okay. I want to see the highest number.
I'm sure the story is gone now. I don't have it handy, but I think they said it's what happens when you fall asleep to the podcast, which is amazing.
Sure. Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. If you have those numbers and you're not sleeping to us, oh boy.
There, to quote Pam, there are other better people.
Moving on here.
Season 9.
Can I share you a merch idea that I've had?
Oh, yeah. Please, yes.
So have you seen those? They're like t-shirts, and it's like a list, and it's like this and this and this and this and this.
Yep.
The one that comes to mind is always basketball, where it's like, you know, the teams, where it's like, what's a good example? Like, okay, we'll use the Blazers as an example. Like Clyde and Terry and Jerome and Duckworth and Petrovich, like all Magic and Kareem and James Worthy, like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It would be we did one that was like Sean and Alex and Edwin, and special thanks to Ryan Lloyd, who does all our artwork.
I like that.
That's good. Pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that. Next one here, this is coming from, what was the name? From Ping, who is living out of Shanghai, China for some time. Says, your show has been so much fun to listen to. Thank you all so much for the work you put into it. I have a question for you. Well, a couple questions, but we're only going to do this one, which is, if you could have gone on stage during Crime Aid to roast Michael, what would you say?
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
Might need to think about that one a little
bit.
No
kidding.
But,
I thought that was
a great question.
I mean, we've been hitting this pretty hard in this episode, but like his basketball game might be the first place to go.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, right. Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael, that wasn't a... does he make the women's ball excuse during basketball? I don't think he does.
Oh, the different size ball?
I always wanted them to put that one in there. I'm like, is this a women's ball? The worst excuse. Yeah. It's a little bit smaller. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's just something to consider. I mean, if people want to send in Michael roasts, that would be a really fun list to go through.
Let's come up in true spirit of this episode. We're top pack. Let's come up with our top 40 ideas and come back to them next week.
Oh, please,
yeah.
Eat abroad.
Down to your top 10.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Michael sends this question. When we had been mentioning about cutaways we'd like to see, a la like Modern Family or surveillance footage or something, of Todd Packer doing anything. And then he says, actually scratch that, I don't want to see anything graphic. Mostly I just want to see how he lives. Is it a poor man's version of the Robert California experience? Is he all bluster and secretly lives like Toby, or is he just a bizarro world version of Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
I imagine his Corvette is a lot like Michael's Sebring. How many Filet-O-Fishes did you eat?
Oh, that's what I was going to say for the roast, a Filet-O-Fish. Mm-hmm. Or like, and you smell like magazine insert cologne or something like that.
Night swept. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a smell-alike for a good manager. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Like, if Packer's on, like, how much is he on the road? Does he have a home? Like, what is his schedule like?
I bet he's got to hear about this. He has an apartment with like no furniture, no art, like bachelor pad. Like,
yeah,
the thing about
he got after the divorce
is it's both a couch and a bed.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Pam, how do women your age feel about futons?
Did you see Up in the Air, George Clooney movie?
Yeah.
Where he's like constantly traveling. There is a shot where like he goes home and it's exactly like you said, Sean, where it's like an apartment with like some stuff, but it's not a home, it's a house, or it's an apartment, it's a unit. And I think that's exactly like maybe he has one in Scranton, like suburban Scranton somewhere. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's an outdoor cat. You know, he lives in hotels.
I think he rocks a bar stool everywhere he goes too. Like it's just like he's just gonna go
hotel bars
to the dive bar, go to the hotel bar,
constantly
start chatting somebody up.
Can you imagine if he bought a condo in the same like complex as Michael? Like maybe right next door.
Maybe he's the one practicing his clarinet next door.
You did it, babe. You turned this home into a house.
Last one here from Kara, who says, greetings, you guys are killing it. I was listening to the party draft, and I got to say, Totally agree with Alex on the whole wedding thing as a party. It's not on theme. I would have also not thought to include them, and I empathize with how Alex felt. Well, thank you, Kara. You're all one of my faves, but I do agree with Alex 100%.
Okay.
You picked this question?
I did.
This was your freshman year?
I did.
You got one.
This was your freshman year? Kara, you're a very intelligent person. Thank you so much. It's very good. That was all I had for now. Oh, sorry. We need to post this. I need to send this to you guys, but we had a late Halloween costume submission.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Now, she sent in a picture of her younger brother. Went as, wait a minute. It says, long story short, I stole my younger brother's Pikachu onesie and gave him the idea instead to go as Asian Jim. I took the liberty of photoshopping his face onto a framed picture of Asian Jim's family. So there was a picture of this dude dressed as Asian Jim holding a picture, that same picture from the show, but he is perfectly photoshopped into the family picture.
Wow.
The guy.
Uh-huh. Great.
Not Randall Park. Mm-hmm. Excellent work. We love the details.
Mm. Amazing.
I wish that had come in on time because that would have been in the running because it's very well done.
Brilliant.
Anyway, I'll send that to you guys. But that's shout awesome. Out to Sarah
you
who sent that in.
50 shrewd bucks.
We didn't get the name of the brother, but Sarah is the one who sent that in. So very well done. Good job. Good job. All right, guys, let's close with a little trivia. Let me get over to it.
Let's just do our thing, collect our hardware, and get the hell home.
All right, trivia coming here from Tara.
Thanks, Tara.
Who says,
thank you,
yes,
Tara.
Who says, hey, you didn't use the first set of trivia I sent in. Sorry. Oh, that's Sean's fault. I'm going to throw him right under the bus. But maybe you use this. As I was moving my daughter's EpiPens and allergy medications around the cabinet and listening to your podcast, great chore for the show, I naturally thought about trivia. I came up with 11 people in the office that have or mention allergies.
Allergies?
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Brilliant. So, can you name, I don't know if you can you name all 11? Let's do as many as we can, food and otherwise, arranged by order of the seasons. Also, she says, can you shout out my kids Phoebe and Graydon? Phoebe, Graydon, what's up from the MSPC?
You also get 50 shrewd bucks.
Yeah. You both get 50 shrewd bucks and bug your mom so she makes sure to pay you on those, okay? So,
right.
Guys, 11 allergies.
Okay, so.
That Tara listed. What do you got?
D'Angelo is allergic to peanuts, or at least they don't
correct.
Make him feel very good.
Yes.
Ryan has an allergy, right? Oh, man, this is hard.
Ryan is not listed, okay. but he... I'm going to give you a hint because you're on the right track. Ryan causes a bad allergy. This is very end
what?
Of the list.
Toby has allergies to the desk and has to move over. This is an episode I watched today.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, correct.
In the carpet.
That is one.
In the carpet.
Daryl's allergic to soy.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Daryl is allergic to soy. I'm talking about stuff like developing a soy allergy at 35. Who gets a soy allergy at 35?
Why is Kevin soy in everything?
Kevin is allergic to walnuts, right?
Mm.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, okay.
Correct.
Walnuts.
Walnut-free brownies from Special Project, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are only so many characters.
I know, right?
I'm going to give you on the hint of Ryan. Again... Remember, she did this in order of chronology, and the very, very last one is Ryan. Okay. Is involved in it. It's not Ryan's allergy.
The baby is allergic to strawberries.
Baby Drake.
Yes, baby Drake is allergic to strawberries.
Yes.
Very good.
Okay, all right. We're doing good.
Are we?
six more?
We got five. Yeah.
Is Bob Vance allergic to mushrooms? Or he just doesn't like them.
You have the right allergy, wrong person.
Oh, mushrooms.
He just doesn't like mushrooms. This one's hard. This one's pretty tough. I think it's muttered under this character's breath.
Creed? No.
Nope. He actually has another allergy, you've already said.
Oh.
Now I'm trying to think back of what
he
said.
Oh, is he talking about the cake? And he's like,
oh, yes, so Meredith is allergic to dairy.
Oh, Meredith correct. Is allergic
yeah.
to dairy.
In season one, yeah.
That's very correct. That's the first one on the list.
Okay, yeah.
The second one on the list was Toby, the desk, next okay. to Kelly in the annex.
Gotcha.
I'm allergic. I'll give you that mushroom one. That one is also Toby. Angela says she's not a machine and is already getting devil's food, peach cobbler, Fudgy the whale, and mushroom caps for the collective birthday party.
Gotcha.
Toby mumbles, I'm allergic to mushrooms. Got That's it. In Survivor.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Nice.
Right.
Nice. How many more do we have then?
You have three more.
Okay.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry. Four. There's another baby.
Philip?
Baby Philip is allergic to cats. Specifically Comstock. Oscar adopts the cat from Angela after she learns her baby is allergic. Comstock is the senator's favorite cat, and yada yada. Mm-hmm. Angela's Philip, not...
Yes. Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Not Jim and Pam's.
Not Pee-Pee. I mean, let's just try to think, like who is left? Like, I don't think Michael has any allergies.
Yeah, Dwight?
Yeah, no. One of them is from season three. I don't know if it's technically an allergy, maybe just a real sensitivity mm-hmm. to it. It's another proximity-based one. A season three character. Mm-hmm. Pretty much only season three.
Josh character. Porter.
No, but you're on the right.
Karen?
You're on the right branch. Tony? Yeah, Karen.
Karen is...
I don't know. What is it?
What's yeah, Karen's? What?
Oh, the perfume? Oh.
Yeah, Phyllis's perfume. Again, okay, I think okay. it's an oversensitivity.
She does say, I think I'm allergic to your perfume.
Man, these
perfume.
Are...
I think I'm allergic so to Phyllis.
For the yeah. sake of the trivia.
We're getting crushed by this trivia.
Okay, all right.
I know.
Two more? One more?
Yeah, the other ones... I can just give you the other
okay,
ones.
Okay, let's see. Yeah. Kind of weird. We'll be here all night.
Number five from Job Fair. It says, Michael... seasonal? It says, Michael tells Pam to only bring one sheet of paper to the high school fair and then says, Pam, and then sneezes in her tea and says, don't worry, it's just allergies.
Remember? And then you said, Pam, and then you sneezed in my tea and you said, don't worry, it's just allergies.
Okay, so,
yeah.
Who knows what they were.
Okay, but, gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Last one is Holly. And we learn about this.
Oh,
in
Holly is allergic to sesame seeds.
Mm. Very good. Ding, 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 ding. That's
and her
it.
Butt
That's the 11th one.
Absolutely will not quit.
Refuses to quit.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know, my first thought, and this was not from this is from Parks and Rec, not The Office, is in the Greg Pakaitis episode of Parks and Rec where the high school kid makes Andy Dwyer cry, and he says, "Are you crying?" And Chris Pratt, Andy Dwyer says, "No, I'm just allergic to jerks." I've always loved that line.
That's a good line. That's a good line. Yeah. That's a good line. Well, thank you so much for sending in your trivia. Tara, did I get that right?
I think you did.
That's correct.
Tara, thank you so much. If you have trivia that you'd like to share with us, email us, mspodcastcompany@gmail.com. You can also call us and leave us a message. That's 503-694-9314. We're on Facebook and Instagram. We have a website, michaelscottpod.com, and we have a store, mspcstore.com. Go check it out. We got t-shirts, crew neck, hood, sweatshirts, mugs.
No hoodies.
No hoodies.
but maybe some new merch ideas
someday.
Coming soon. Maybe coming
Let's
soon.
Let's say everything Inspired we don't it. Have.
Yeah. and you can join us on patreon.com/michaelscott. Support the show, become a Scott's Tot. It's $5 a month. You get a bonus mailbag episode every month, as well as a whole backlog of mailbag episodes, as well as
tons
ad-free episodes, as well as some other special treats.
Voting on our next character episode.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Being a part
Have
of it.
Have a say in the show.
Yeah.
Have a say.
Yeah. And together we make a donation to the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, which is also a great thing. So thank you so much to our Patreon members, to our Scott's Tots. We love you guys so much. Thank you to Ryan Lloyd, who designs all of our artwork. This episode was recorded over video chat.
Thank you for listening. As always, we really appreciate you guys just taking a little bit of time to hang out with us, listen to us ramble on and say quotes from The Office just back and forth to each other. It's always a good time. So we really appreciate you spending a little bit of time with us. One update, we won't have a new episode next week. We're taking a 1 week break for the holiday, but we'll be back one more time before the new year. So we'll see you then. But just remember,
We love you. We appreciate you. And take care. Stay safe. We'll see you next week. Or in 2 weeks.
Yes. Bippity boppity. Give me the zappity.
Yes, sir. Sure.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.